Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. This will be the first day on the job for Richard Davey, the new head of city transit, and New Yorkers who have to get around by mass transit and will no doubt have some advice for Mr. Davey, as Glenn Shuck reports live from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, it's funny. I stepped out of the car here and I went to stop somebody getting to the train this morning. I said, hey, what do you want to see happen? And they said, make the trains safer. That seems to be the pretty common consensus here, Lee, after dozens of these slashings and assaults on trains here so far this year. And of course, in recent weeks, even shootings involving fatal incidents here in Queens as well. So Davey admits he has a lot of work to do here, but he has also seen some of it as he's been touring around.
I did observe riders, you know, standing against walls, for example, or situating themselves near posts or other immovable objects to make sure that someone didn't approach them from behind, for example. I also did see, you know, homeless folks sleeping on, you know, platforms. You know, I did see a fare evader.
He'll be out here in Queens meeting riders in a couple of hours from now, and we'll be with him this morning. This is, of course, Lee, a very high-paying, high-profile, high-stress job for Davey with a lot of work ahead for him. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live at the Roosevelt Avenue station in Jackson Heights.
Mayor Adams had a big summit with police commanders from every precinct in the city over the weekend, and the city's new crime-fighting strategy goes into effect today. One major change, more cops working the street at night, as Samantha Liebman reports live from One Police Plaza this morning. Sam?
And Lee, the plan is to target the most violent precincts, Mayor Adams explaining what he heard from top brass on Saturday.
Well, the first order of business is to do is to see, are we properly deploying what we have?
So starting today, 350 neighborhood coordinating officers will move into evening patrols. Field intelligence officers will be in the streets, and three cars on the midnight shift will start 3 hours earlier to cover shift changes. Mayor Adams says, however, it's not just about policing.
We also need every other agency in the city engaged.
All this is crime up over 40% over last year and a violent weekend overall. A food delivery worker shot and killed in Forest Hills, a man shot in the head in his car on the Upper West Side Sunday afternoon, and a fatal stabbing in Dave and Buster's in Times Square. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at One Police Plaza.
The five-borough bike tour was back at pre-pandemic strength yesterday, with about 32,000 riders making their way through car-free streets from the Battery up to the Bronx, back down the east side, over to Queens, down to Brooklyn, and finally over the Verrazano Bridge to Staten Island. Louisa Bond of Brooklyn was among the riders.
I think this is my fifth or sixth time doing the race. I usually do it with my dad every year, so it's a really good chance for us to bond and to get to see all the boroughs. And it's really nice that they close all the streets and don't have to deal with cars and anything.
Yeah, it was less fun for all the drivers who got stuck in traffic because of all the street closures, but we did give you a fair amount of warning on that. Going to the mall around here lately is turning out to be a little more exciting than perhaps shoppers would like. There was more trouble at Roosevelt Field yesterday.
Fear spread through Roosevelt Mall while Elizabeth from Hempstead was shopping.
It was just scary. Lots of people screaming and shouting and running. And then there was this noise that sounded like gunshots.
Police say a large fight broke out at around 3:45 Sunday afternoon, but they say there's no indication that shots were fired. Nassau cops were seen here in front of the Victoria's Secret and at Macy's.
Oh my God.
Video posted on Twitter by Ari shows people running out of the department store. This worker at a restaurant in the food court says she let people hide behind her counter.
Yeah, they were hiding inside our stores.
And you let them do that?
Yeah, because it's like, we don't want nobody to get hurt. So it's like.
Darius Ramsey is 1010 Winds at Roosevelt Field Mall in Garden City.
A fight broke out in the game room at Dave and Buster's in Times Square Saturday night, and Ellen Stanford of Manhattan was fatally stabbed. Under arrest, 41-year-old Jesse Armstrong, also of Manhattan. He's charged with murder. There's no word yet on what they were fighting about or whether they knew each other. Earlier Saturday, a fight broke out at a hot dog stand in Times Square. It ended with one man stabbing another. Told about these stabbings, this New Yorker said, what else is new?
It's New York City. What can, you know, every time you turn on the news, there's something going on. Somebody got, you know, it's a shame, though.
How about those Yankees and Mets, though? Huh? They're playing like their payrolls would indicate they should play, as Mark Renee is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, they've got two of the three highest payrolls in baseball and wake up this morning with the two best records in the sport. Aaron Boone's Bronx Bombers now 16-6 after winning their ninth game in a row Sunday, 6-4 in Kansas City.
They feel that at their core, you know, that they know that they can beat you in a lot of different ways on a given night. You know, whether we slug with you, whether it's the pitching and the defense, you know, it's really good to see.
Also good to see the Mets at 16-7. They beat the Phillies last night at Citi Field 10-6 to make it 7 series wins in 7 series played. And Max Scherzer's now 4-0, while Dom Smith went 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs, so maybe he won't be a casualty of today's roster reduction. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.